You're listening to Heroes, Headers in Hollywood with your host, Michael Kerwin. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Heroes, Headers in Hollywood. I'm finally doing it. After what feels like years of procrastination, I think this is going to be the one. This is going to be the podcast I start and hopefully continue with. Hello for all of you who don't know me. My name is Michael Kerwin. And this is Heroes, Headers in Hollywood. And hopefully you find this in conjunction with my Substack, which is kind of a newsletter blog thing that I launched a while ago, but I was just using my name, Michael Kerwin. But today is a big day because I actually launched it under the title Heroes, Headers in Hollywood. It's been a bit of a kind of month coming, and I'm very excited to actually get it going. I've been writing for kind of about the past year. The idea for it came from, funnily enough, a snooker commentator by the name of Dave Hendon, who decided to launch his own Substack. And Substack was a thing I'd heard of, and I think probably looked into about 2 years ago, but never really gave the light of day. But I seen Dave Hendon was doing one, and I'm pretty sure it was around the start of the year he launched his, and I thought, I have a lot of free time in work. I enjoy writing. To this point, I had written a few multi-thousand word scripts, I want to say, for different YouTube video ideas I had, but I found that I actually kind of enjoy writing them more than I do producing them, at the time anyway. So after seeing Dave Hendon launch his Substack, I thought, why not launch my own? So it started on the 27th of March, and my first post was about Captain America Brave New World. It was a month after the movie came out, and it was almost a big review of that movie, an in-depth breakdown into the behind the scenes and what the current state of the MCU was. Since then, I wrote a few pieces on different things, including Rory McIlroy's win at the Masters in Augusta in April. I wrote about James Bond and his connection to golf, my anticipation for the new Superman movie, my anticipation for the new Fantastic Four movie, among other things. But about a month ago, I had the idea of Heroes, Headers in Hollywood. And it's something that's kind of taken different guises over the course of, I would say, kind of the last 4 or 5 years. I've always had ideas to do podcasts and create content, all with different names and different ideas. But somehow I settled on Heroes, Headers in Hollywood. So firstly, why is it called Heroes, Headers in Hollywood? So first you've got heroes, and I'm a big nerd. I like my superheroes, but it's not just limited to superheroes. It's the world of heroes and villains in different realms of pop culture. So I love my fantasy stories like Middle Earth, Harry Potter and Game of Thrones, science fiction like Star Wars, which, if we're being brutally honest, is more fantasy than science fiction. But you've also got things like Dune and Blade Runner, and you've also got things like science fact, like James Bond. 10 points to whoever gets that reference. But it's not limited to kind of movies and television. It includes novels, comic books, video games. Heroes encompasses everything to do, I think, with kind of pop culture realm. So it's a nice kind of tie around for my love of big kind of franchises, big IPs, you know, all that sort of big thing I'm huge into. So heroes is kind of a good term to cover, you know, all of that. A header, I think most people know, is a term in football for when a player hits the ball with their head. And there were a few other H's I considered for header. I considered hat-trick, hairpin, holding midfielder. But I think header seemed like the best option in all cases. And the reason for header being included is because I watch a lot of sport. Capital A-L-O-T. It's included, but not limited to football, American football, rugby, Formula One, golf, darts, snooker, ice hockey, the odd bit of cricket, you name it. I probably watch it. And sports, I think, is a lot like movies and television in that sports, I think, have some of the most engaging and dramatic stories. I love sports. I'm not very good at playing sports, but I love watching them. And 9 times out of 10, if there's something on the television sporty, I'm probably going to have it on. Even if it's just in the background, I'm probably going to throw it on. And finally, we get to Hollywood. Hollywood could maybe be classed under the Heroes banner, but Heroes, I think, is my love for pop culture and the hero-villain dynamic, those stories. Hollywood is for my love of cinema. And ever since I was, I want to say young, but since from about the age of 12, I think a lot of people would associate me with my love of film. And what I mean by cinema is the kind of cinema Martin Scorsese would approve of. I'm talking about your Akira Kurosawas, your Stanley Kubricks, your Freddie Fellinis, your Michael Bays. You know, the greats we're talking about here. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't watch probably as much as I should. I know there are people out there who watch multiple times more than me. But every now and again, I will get a hankering for a good cinema binge. And I do love it. It is, I think, one of the things that me as a person I identify with is cinema. So I think that's why Hollywood is included in Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood. And so that's what Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood is, kind of the meaning behind the name. But what's the purpose of Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood? It's essentially the outlet for me to write and talk about the things I love. If anyone knows me, they know I like talking, and I talk quite a lot. And I like talking about the things I'm interested in. So this podcast is in conjunction with my Substack. So a lot of the stuff you'll find on there is me when I get free time to write about certain things. Stuff I've written about already. I've mentioned earlier, but I do get quite a lot out of writing. And it's something I haven't really done, I'd say, since I was probably in school. So you're looking at about 6 or 7 years ago, the last time I was really writing anything. And I'm finding it really fun. And then podcasting is something that, for the longest time, again, I mentioned I had ideas for 4 different podcasts. But for whatever reason, I've never really done them. I've done episodes of pilots for podcasts. They've all been pretty shit, I won't lie. But ultimately, I think I have a pretty good idea of what I want to do with this one. And I think there was probably an element of fear launching something like this. Even with writing, I think part of me still, whenever I go to promote something on my Instagram, I always write, "Give this a read if you like," because I don't know, there's something weird about doing self-promotion. And it's the same with podcasts. Sitting down and actually talking into a microphone by yourself is strange. At the moment, I'm doing a podcast with the guys over at James Bond Club Ireland, but I consider that kind of that's their thing that I'm helping with and doing the editing for, and I'll jump on the occasional podcast. But those guys really, really drive that. But for me, it's quite important that I think I do something like this, because it is an outlet for me to express myself. which is something I don't do enough. I spend a lot of time lazying around. I spend a lot of time procrastinating, doing nothing. And this is almost the kick up the arse I need to actually go and get things done. So I've explained kind of what Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood is, what everything means, but what's this podcast going to be like? Because, again, I've toyed with the idea of doing different podcasts, and what I think it's going to be, it's going to take some of my articles that I've written and currently am writing and kind of make them into a bit of a documentary slash story form. There's a few podcasts I listen to which I find excellent listens. One of them is a golf podcast by a guy called Shane Ryan, who used to do a podcast called The Ryder Cup Run, which he only did, I think, 4 proper episodes for. And I've listened to him on repeat. And for the longest time, I was always gutted that he never released more. But it turns out he was actually hosting another podcast for Golf Digest called Local Knowledge. And I have been going back and listening to all of them. And I think what he does is something similar to what I would like to do. He's a very good storyteller. And that's why I like to, that's what I like to do. In college, when I was studying media production, I did a lot of radio documentaries and podcasts. And ultimately it was telling stories and less just waffling into a microphone like I am here. The first one is going to be an interesting one on Marvel and the X-Men and their connection, or their kind of distant connection to Ireland, something that I've been researching in the last few weeks. So look out for that in the future. There's going to be no hard and fast schedule for this. It's going to be hopefully regularly, again, something like Local Knowledge, which posts probably once every 2 weeks. But I really want to put effort into what I do. Another few things with the Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood is that obviously the kind of acronym for it is HHH. And I think a lot of people will look at that. And if you are one way inclined, you will associate that with a particular professional wrestler who goes by many names, including The Game, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, The Cerebral Assassin, The King of Kings, Papa H, Trips, Mutton Chop McGee, but I think everyone knows him as Triple H. And that's kind of a not so subtle nod to my love of professional wrestling, which is, I would say, almost on par with my love of pop culture and sports. I have a massive love for wrestling. It's the thing I've probably liked the longest. I've liked it since I was about 6 years old, and I'm turning 26 in a few days. So it'll be around 20 years I've been a wrestling fan. And it's another thing I'm quite knowledgeable on, but don't often talk about, because there's not really many people to talk about it with, or I don't know many people. And I never really grew up knowing people who want to talk about it. So I will be releasing the odd wrestling bit of content. One of my plans is to re-release a documentary I made for my dissertation in university, but I want to re-record it and go through it a bit because I think it's actually a really good documentary. So stay tuned for that if you're so inclined. And also another thing that I love beginning with H is history. I am going through my midlife crisis dad phase of loving history. I spent a lot of time listening to history podcasts and watching history videos on YouTube. And now I'm kind of getting in the swing of things about reading history books. Arriving tomorrow morning should be a whole host of books about World War I. So you might get the odd bit of history content as well. And that's kind of the beauty of Heroes, Headers, and Hollywood, is that it can kind of be anything. And I'm just looking forward to posting stuff, whether it be writing, whether it be podcasts, and social media. I'm going to try to give social media a bit of a go. So you might find this podcast through Instagram or TikTok. Mainly Instagram, probably. I spend a lot of time on Instagram. Out of all the social medias, barring YouTube, which I don't really count as social media, Instagram's the one I spend most time on, and it's kind of where I get my news and stuff. I used to be on Twitter quite a lot, but then I had to delete it off my phone. So you'll be getting a lot of different things on Instagram, whether it be news updates or stuff. I'm going to try figure out how I want to do that thing and do TikTok as well. So there's that. There's a lot to look forward to, and I'm really happy that I'm actually going ahead and launching it. So please stay tuned. If you enjoyed this brief introduction, I hope you'll enjoy the next episode, which will be going out hopefully in a few days. And I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to getting this done. Hopefully you'll join me on the ride, and we'll see where we can go. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.